It's Chicago's afternoon news here on 720 WGNR. Great surprise for me. I told you before the break that we were going to talk to Sherman Thomas, the TikTok historian, and then he walked into the studio. How are you?
I'm good. Good to see you.
It's always good to see you. It truly is. I just love what you're doing. And just you've been on a few times, but for the people who don't know, you sort of answered a challenge from your daughter to create a TikTok video about Chicago history. Your dad was a cop. Never drove on the expressways, always the side streets.
Yep, yep.
Always pointing out Chicago history to you. And now you've started making these videos, and you're a national sensation. Are you worldwide yet?
I don't even know if I'm a national sensation.
Well, you are. You've been on the Today Show. You're going to be on Kelly Clarkson, Access Hollywood. Everyone loves what you're doing.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I hope the story is the history, though. I hope it's the Chicago history is a story and not me, because I'm a person and I'm not perfect. And, you know, that can change. But our city being the greatest city on earth is not going to change. So I hope that's the focus.
Well, it isn't. It's you, too. And here's why. Because in all this sort of negative times, you are a guy who loves his city. We all love the city, or most of us love the city, but we sometimes lose a little touch with it. And you're just out there saying, I love the city, and here's this story about something that's perfect about the city or something that's not perfect about the city, but it's us, it's who we are, and we love it.
You know, tomorrow's the 150th anniversary of the Great Chicago Fire, and so I've been, you know, doing a few appearances in Zooms and all that to that, and that what happened immediately after the Great Chicago Fire is like one of my favorite Chicago examples. Just there were 60,000, there was 100,000 people homeless, but there were 60,000 destitute, and you don't hear any stories about mass crimes, mass starving, mass anything of that. You never heard that before, because we took care of each other after that fire. And so, you know, that's the Chicago I represent.
That's Sherman Thomas, the TikTok historian, and you're here. So you've developed a great cachet. The who's who of Chicago now wants to be seen with you, right? Who is the Jane Lynch? I just saw you posing with Jane Lynch.
Yeah.
So you've got a following, a cachet. You're using it for real good tonight. Explain that for me.
Yeah, absolutely. So a very revered Chicagoan, Dr. Tamil Black, he's 102 years old. His family moved to Chicago he was born in December of 1919. His family came about February of 1920, which was only 8 months after the Chicago race riot, right? So to even be a black family to say, I'm going to go move in the city that just had a riot,
right,
gave him a very unique perspective. As growing up, he heard the stories of people who were there. But then he goes to high school, and his graduating classes, Harold Washington, Nat King Cole, John H. Johnson, Dempsey Travis, Dinah Washington. He's taught by great band leader Walter Diet. So he's able to give us this first person perspective. Everything we know about these people as high school students, or like how we know John H. Johnson was president of his student body, or that he lacked confidence. In John H. Johnson's book, he says Tamil Black helped him get confidence, right?
That's amazing. I did not know all those guys went to school together.
Yeah, graduating class together too, right? Wow. But we wouldn't know that if Tamil Black wasn't out here being a historian for pretty much 95 of his 102 years of his life. Chicago does have a gang problem that I don't shy away from, but there were times where we had peace treaties and things of that nature, and it's because Tamil Black was one of Jeff Ford's favorite teachers. And so he could go talk to him and say, hey, get the Blackstone Rangers to chill.
Jeff Ford of the Gangster Disciples.
Blackstone.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Larry Hoover is the Gangster Disciples founder, if you will. But he had a relationship with him, too, when Fran Hampton was thinking about pursuing higher education and beginning a PhD. He went and saw Tamil Black. Right.
Tamil Black, he fought in World War II.
Yes, sir.
He was at Normandy.
Yes, sir.
He helped liberate Buchenwald.
Yes, sir.
And then he leads the marches. He led the Chicago delegation to the Martin Luther King speech in D.C. in 63. 63, right? Okay,
he's
can I
here.
Say it? Can
yeah,
I say
you,
it?
You say it.
And we both know. You would say it together, because I said this to Sherman, and he said, I've been saying this all day. He is like the
Forrest Gump
of our day, of our life.
He was here when Obama became president, but he was also here when Jane Byrne became mayor. He was here when Harold Washington became mayor, right? He saw those things. He saw the 68 Democratic Convention and the mess behind that. He lived through the whole Big Daily. He saw the projects being built and then knocked down. right?
Yeah, yeah. Think of that.
That's such a perspective. And he gives this to us. He's published, you know, 10 books or something like that. But more to the point, right now he's in hospice care.
He's dying.
Yes.
Yeah, and in Bronzeville.
Yes, sir. He's never moved. He's never lived outside of Bronzeville.
102 years old, did we say that?
Yes.
And so you are helping raise attention because his family could use the money to help pay for the hospice care.
It's our turn to help a guy that's been helping the city, right?
Yeah.
One thing that I want to point out, because the connotation of it all, after you live to be 85, life insurance is terribly expensive. And the older you get, the more it costs. And then most term life insurances have a term on it, right? That's why it's called term. So you hit 80, 82, they drop you. What was his pension when he retired from Chicago Public Schools at the age of 65, but he's 102 now, right? What is his Social Security if he got it at 65, but he's 102 now, right? There's a such thing as inflation. And so his wife shouldn't have to sell his autographed book of Nelson Mandela, you know. She shouldn't have to give up pictures that he has of luminaries to pay for his services and for his hospice care. So there's a GoFundMe that's out right now. You can go on my Instagram and my Twitter. It's in my link tree. It's in my bio. My handle is at the number 6, FIGGA underscore DILLA, Six Figure Dilla. And it's straight up his wife, because he's still with us, is also an elder lady, right? At least 75 or something. Yeah. So she can't make the radio rounds. And you can go to my page. You don't got to follow me. You don't got to like a video. Please just go give $2-3 so we can honor our luminaries.
And it's at GoFundMe, right?
Yes,
so
it is.
Even if you just go to GoFundMe, it's Timuel Black, T-I-M-U-E-L Black.
Yes, sir.
And they've done well raising money so far, right? You know what the numbers are?
Last I checked, the goal was about $50,000. We were really close to it.
Okay. Well, it's great work, and it just got to feel good for you to be. Think of that. When did you start this? It's not been a year, has
Thanksgiving
it?
Is when I started.
Thanksgiving. And look how big, how fast it has happened.
Yeah, one other thing, I just want to thank Mr. Dr. Timuel Black. I had an opportunity to meet him real quickly, and I set up a tripod and a camera because I was going to record the conversation. You know, that's what I do. And about 2 minutes into it, I understand it was a historian to historian conversation that I'll never forget. I'm very glad that I got to have it. I got to hear a 102-year-old guy swear and crack jokes and, you know, hear the stories that John H. Johnson might not want me to know, right?
Oh,
but
nice.
What I also want to say is that I'm going to keep him dear to my heart.
Dempsey Travis was one of the first guys when I came to the city in 1984. Dempsey Travis wrote the book, The Autobiography of Black Politics, which would have been maybe 85 or 86 or something like that. And that was my big introduction. And I'm going to quiz you because I don't know the answer. The first big, powerful black congressman from the South Side. Dawson?
William Dawson.
Yeah, so that's where I learned about Dempsey Travis's book.
Yeah.
Taught me about the whole that South Side pulling over the convention on the rail cars and all of that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic. Well, it's always good to see you. And what's been your biggest surprise since you've been doing this?
That people really flew me out to LA to be on their show. It's just that, right? Like, I recognize that I guess there's a part of me that comes out when I tell these stories. And so the fact that that is some of what people want to see is a little weird to me.
Well, I think you're also tapping into something aside from history. There's something we all have about, you know, the better nature, the positive part of it. That you're right, there's trouble here, but we love where we are. Most of us, and we want to learn about the good stuff too, and we love seeing a guy, watching a guy who truly loves the city, and so don't ever quit.
Oh no, I'm here to stay. You know, the last historian we had, right? We got Tim Samuelson, who's still with us.
Yeah,
thank God.
Yeah, he's a special guy.
Oh yeah, and so right, that's the thing. You got Tamil Samuelson. This is the thing. Tamil Samuelson and Tim Black, and then you got Sherman Thomas. So it's almost you know, right. I'm with him.
You come back anytime. All right.
All right, thank you.
It's Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN.